Hey guys, welcome back to the Tea Academy. If it sounds a little weird, it's because we're walking.
Yeah, we're walking home from school because we know you guys need your tea. And
we're on our grind, you know, our podcast grind. So, so here's our episode.
Okay, so this is more of a rant than a tea spill, but we're still gonna give it to you guys.
So, because I feel like students can relate to this.
Yeah.
And our topic is about school lunch judgers.
Yeah, so basically, the school lunch at our school isn't the best, but, like, at most, like, if you eat it the right way, it's, like, it's not bad.
What do you mean, eat it the right way?
So, like, sometimes, like, food, you have to take out certain components or, like, just put, like, the right amount of syrup on the pancakes, you know, in order to make it good.
Yeah.
So,
but basically what we mean is that most of the time when people at our, like, the majority of our school gets school lunch, which I don't understand why we have this problem. But, so basically what happens is if you get school lunch, and you're sitting by, like, a crowd of people who have, like, home lunch, like, made by their moms or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, basically,
if that happens, those people whose
parents...
There's, like,
an unintentional bias that if you eat school lunch, that you're poor.
Yeah. Yeah. You're poor or, like... Yeah, that's basically it. Which, first off, doesn't make much sense because I feel like if you eat... Like, a school lunch is, overall, I think, is, like, more expensive than, like, a homemade school lunch. Because if you get...
Except if you're, like, all organic and stuff.
Yeah, but if you get, like, a package of, like, fruit by the foot or whatever, that's, like, $8 for, like, 40.
Question.
And then...
Fruit by the foot or fruit roll-up?
Fruit by the foot.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Fruit by the foot is way better. Easier to eat, better flavor. Anyways.
So, but the people who get their lunches made from home, they just, like, death glare you when you have school lunch. Because they're like...
It's annoying. And, like, a ton of the times they're like, oh, I don't have any food. And they literally have, like, a huge lunch.
Best lunch. Oh, my God. Like, sometimes, like, I used to be a, like, only school lunch. That's all I would eat for, like, a quarter of the school year. And... Oh, my God. I think I forgot what I was going to say. And during that period, like, there'd be people, I wouldn't eat some of the school lunches because they were so bad. And then there are some girls who have, like, a great lunch with, like, delicious food. And they're like, I don't like this. Like, oh my God, my mom packed the worst lunch. I'm like, wow, really? And they're like, does anyone have any food? I'm like, I literally am not eating because I think this food is so repulsive.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would way rather eat your lunch than nothing. Like,
yeah. And it's just really annoying in general.
Yeah.
So,
just, what do you think happens when someone sees you at school lunch?
Well, it's just like, there was this one period of the year where, like, you ate home lunch and I ate, like, a lot of school lunch.
Yeah.
And then... So, like, the people we sat next to, they had, like, home lunches. And, like, it's just kind of weird because, like, our school lunches, like, they don't taste the worst, but they look so sad. Like, they're just sad-looking
no.
lunches.
Okay, like, for example, today we got school lunch, and it was pretty good. It was
yeah,
one
it
of the
good.
Better...
Enchiladas.
Like, it was one of the better school lunches. And then we sat down at, like, a table where... Our friends used to be, but then they just left for some reason, so it was, like, the sassy girls, you know? And this one girl, we'll call her Rebecca. Rebecca was just staring me down, and, like, she would go, like, like, are you sure you're gonna eat that? Like, that's so nasty. And I was like,
yep.
I didn't say anything, but I was like,
And, like, honestly, the enchiladas weren't bad. Like, they had a good corn flavor. They were a bit over-sauced and under-cheesed, but the texture was good. Like, it wasn't the best, but it was good, you know?
Like, I'm sure it didn't look appetizing in the cardboard container with plastic on the top. Yeah. But, like, it wasn't that bad. So my message is don't hack until you try it. And, because sometimes it is really bad, just don't judge. Like,
yeah. Like, someone could love something, you could hate it, and you can, like, just be a grown-up person. You know?
I feel like there's a lot of wind. I feel like we won't be able to use this recording.
I'm sorry, guys. We're right next to a really busy street right now, and it's really windy. And, like, we live in the city,
I feel like the sound is going to be like, shh, like, it's not even going to sound good.
Yeah. Hopefully the mic saved us.
Stop it. Anyway, so I feel like this is a quick little rant, but I mean,
just check out our stuff. Once again, sorry about the audio and also sorry about the wait. But you know, that podcast jam or grind.
Yeah, and before we sign off, we're just going to say, check out our podcast on Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, Radio Public, all that good stuff. And we have more episodes that are better than this one, I assume.
Yeah, so check those out if you're looking for some more tea action.
But, like, overall, don't judge others. And even if you do, because, like, most people, like, even if you don't try to...
Unintentionally judge.
Yeah, judge. But
just don't show it.
You don't... Yeah, but you don't have to make a face like, ooh. Like, you don't, that's not necessary.
Yeah.
So keep it to yourself. And don't be ashamed if you eat school lunch. Because it's normal. And
it's not that bad. Yeah. And what you eat doesn't define you.
Exactly.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.